Let's focus today on how to communicate to win, how to handle that pressure, how to speak in front of groups. Kurt Mortensen back again to teach you the fundamental skills that will make a big difference in your life and your income and your ability to influence. When we talk about public speaking, presentations, whether it be in front of one person, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, we have to understand the pressure, the fear, the nervousness, the things that could really hurt your ability to captivate and influence an audience. I've taught thousands of people how to give better presentations, how to grab the audience, how to understand the pressure, and now it's your turn. We need to learn to communicate to win. Anybody can get up and inform the audience. We want to influence them. Anybody can communicate. We want to convince them. Anybody can give a presentation, but we want to give a persuasive presentation. So what's going on with this pressure? What's happening? Why is this rated as one of the number one fears out there? The term is lolliophobia. You've learned something today. That is the fear of speaking, the fear of public speaking. Why is it the number one fear? Why do some people rate it above the fear of dying? Now, an interesting note here, Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian, makes fun of this and says, if that's true, people would rather be in the casket than given the eulogy. But fear is an interesting thing. We have to understand fear and that you were only born with two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. So the fear of public speaking was learned. Let's unlearn it. You have to think about what are your triggers? What's going on in your brain? What's happening? You learned it. Where did you learn it? Had a 3-year-old daughter, loved to speak, loved to get in front of groups until adults said, are you nervous? I'd be nervous. You nervous? You scared? You afraid? Now she is. Where did you learn this fear? Sometimes it's just a matter of looking fear in the face and saying, okay, I can handle this. What is the worst thing that can happen? I was coaching a lady once and she was just scared. I'm like, where did it come from? Think about it tonight. Come back tomorrow and tell me. And she was in third grade, walking across the stage to address the whole third grade. Tripped and fell. Of course, what do third graders do? In fact, what does anybody do? You laugh. Oh, they're laughing at her. She gives a bad presentation. So anytime she even thinks of giving a presentation, subconsciously this fear comes back. And I said, no. Go back and as an adult, watch yourself. She's watching herself. Imagine yourself walking across the stage and tripping. She smiled. She kind of smirked, almost even laughed. And it changed their perspective. This is one of the top paid skills out there. And this is one of the skills that people tend to avoid. I remember I was working on a graduate degree. And they put us in these big group projects. And the whole semester you had to study and do research. And at the end of the semester, one of the students had to give the presentation. And they'd go around the group in the very beginning. Well, I'm not doing it. They'd come to me and say, well, I'm not doing it. They'd go around the circle 2 or 3 times. Nobody would do it. And I learned real fast that I could say, tell you what, I'll do the presentation. If you guys do all the research and the PowerPoints, I'll give your presentation. And that made a big difference. Now I was still a little nervous, but I learned how to address that fear. And we'll talk about that today and exactly what you need to do. Then, of course, there's a loser's limp. Most people fail because they make excuses before the failure even occurs. They make excuses before they get on the stage. They make excuses before they give the presentation. They do this just in case they have to save face. This is known as a loser's limp. You ask someone to play a game and they say, sure, I'll try, but you know, my knee hurts. Not sure how well I do. Well, I'm kind of tired. Don't feel very well. Never make excuses before you try. Because what happens is you feed your subconscious mind with an excuse that it's okay to fail. And that's your loser's limp. Do not say anything to your subconscious mind before you do your presentation. What are the top fears out there within the world of speaking in public? I'll bore them. Understand that your audience is either paying with their time or their money. Unless it's a coworker or someone that doesn't like you, they're rooting for you. They don't want to be bored. They want you to do a good job. I'll vomit. Well, maybe that could happen. I've never seen it. I'll freeze. I'll forget what I have to say. That's possible, but understand your audience doesn't know your agenda if you forget something. Only if you tell them. they won't like me. That's one. It's possible, but we can get you through this. Really? This is what's scaring you? These are the top fears? Another big one is the fear of criticism. Why are you so concerned what they think? The fear of criticism robs man of his initiative, destroys his power of imagination, limits his individuality, and takes away his self-reliance, according to Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich. Why are you so concerned? I found out after giving hundreds, probably thousands of different presentations. So I'm speaking to a group of 100 people. 20 come up. Thank you, changed my life. And then one person says, well, it was okay. I didn't learn that much. So here's the ratio, 20 to 1. 20 positive to 1 negative. And what gets stuck in the human brain, that negative one? 20 to 1. I realized real fast that no matter how well you do, put your heart and soul on the line, you do everything correct, no matter what you do, there's always going to be a negative person and criticize you. That's reality. That's human life. We can't do anything about it. We just go through it step by step. Overcome your fear. Remember, most nervousness is not visible. As I train people to do presentation skills, they say they're nervous, but when they get up there, most people can't tell. Now, unless you lose bladder control, that's a bad example, they don't know. Unless you tell them, unless you plant the seed, if you start off, well, I'm really nervous, guess what they're going to look for? To see how nervous you are. Or, well, I don't know this topic very well. You're planting a seed to do a terrible job. I didn't spend a lot of time on this. Think about the seeds that people plant. I'm nervous. I'm gassy. Well, you probably won't do that one either. But you were telling them something to look for. I forgot something. We'll see how well I do. I'm not very good at this. All seeds. Don't plant them. Don't plant them, because if you do, they're going to start to look for them. Worry, for most people, is negative goal setting. Now, we're not going to eliminate all your fear. We're not going to eliminate all your worry. What do they say? You can have the butterflies, but you can get the butterflies to fly in formation. That is what you're looking for. It's normal. Now, what's happening? Well, your body's kind of responding to this fear, this worry, and it produces a little extra adrenaline. And what happens is a hormone's released into the bloodstream, and it creates a little physical and mental stress. Now, when you can learn to control that adrenaline, that nervousness, that can actually help you get energized for the presentation. Controlling it, harnessing it. Now, I'd be a little worried if you didn't have a little fear, a little nervousness, because that means you're not taking it seriously. So what can we do? Being prepared reduces a lot of anxiety, nervousness, and fear. Prepare as much as possible. Get out there, get speaking experience. Talk in front of groups. Talk in front of 2-3 people. Think positively. Visualize a successful outcome. Visualize the audience smiling and laughing and responding to your message and being persuaded. Don't expect perfection. No one has ever given a perfect presentation. I haven't. You won't. It's part of the process. Anything you try the first time might not be perfect, but we go on. We move on. And again, remember, the audience is rooting for you. They want you to be successful. They are paying with their time and their money. The key here is to be a student, not a follower. Take what works for you. Some people, before a presentation, like to go for a walk. Their mouth gets dry, maybe to have a piece of candy. Plenty of sleep will help you out. Some like to do affirmations. Some listen to calming music. Some have a certain food or music they listen to, nap, meditation, yoga. What's going to work for you? Some people like to visualize their audience, their underwear. Not one that I've liked. But I do like to use sometimes, especially when I first started speaking, is pretending the audience owed me money. That helped me. Ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen? Maybe you want to gather your support in advance. Mingle with the people beforehand. Get to know people. Get to know the names. Plant a spouse or a mom in the front row. People you know that will support you. Again, nobody knows how tense you are unless you tell them or you're way out of control. One thing you can do is have a crutch. Meaning, if you're getting a little out of control or feeling a little tense, what can you do? Now, the rookie presenter, when they start communicating, will start to speed up. We'll start to read a presentation. Now, we'll be talking about this. Don't want you to be reading your presentation. That sucks the life out of you. But if you're getting out of control and it's a longer presentation, you can take a break. You can tell a story you know that you're really good at telling, or a joke or humor that works. You can go to a video clip you know you're going to use. You can go to a group project or group exercise. Something in your mind you can do when you're feeling a little out of control and you're not sure what to do next, or you need a little breathing room. You might feel that way at times. Just slow down, pause, look at your notes if you need to, or you can even ask them a question. We're all human here. Your audience is rooting for you. So what if you have some weaknesses? If you tend to sweat under pressure, talcum powder or cornstarch can be your best friend. Carry a handkerchief. If you get red splotches on your face, wear something red. If your voice gets shaky, learn to project to the back row. Practice it. When you know your intro and conclusion perfectly, it gives you more confidence. And think about all the things that you're worrying about. Are they realistic? Are they really going to happen? Remember the top fears? I'll bore them, I'll vomit, I'll freeze, I'll forget. You know, those could happen. But a lot of people tend to worry about these outrageous things that people will yell at them or throw things at them or get upset. Most of those things won't happen. And if they do, can you handle them? Ask yourself, are they realistic? They have no clue how nervous you are unless you tell them. And will you make mistakes? Absolutely. I've made them. I remember one of my first presentations, they wired me up with a lavalier, little mic, little wireless mic, little time left, had time to go to the restroom, went to the restroom, and you guessed it, everyone heard everything that went on. I've tripped on stage and fallen on my face. I've had people on the front row just kind of lifting their fingers up a little bit because my fly was down. I've had a polka band next door, had a beautiful girl in a bikini come walking in wanting to learn and disrupting the whole audience. I spoke to a whole group of doctors once during the meal. Very difficult to do a presentation. I've done youth presentation where the youth, the ones in the back, would make faces at you. Been there, done that, so what? We move on. We can make this happen. You can get really successful at communicating, presenting, and persuading. Remember, butterflies are okay. Get them to fly in formation. Another thing to be aware of, don't drink soda before you speak. You'll tend to burp. Don't eat spinach dip before you speak. You'll have green splotches in your teeth. Bottom line, make sure you check yourself before you get up and do a presentation. You can handle this. You can do this. Everything you're feeling with anxiety and fear and nervousness, I felt it and other people felt it. Most people feel it once and never do it again. The rest of us, we face it, we overcome it, we use it, we move on. When you master the ability to communicate to win, to do persuasive presentations, you can write your own ticket. And we do presentations every day. It's a process, might take a little time, but I'm telling you, it is worth it. So what do I want you to work on? I want you to find a way to give a presentation this week. Put yourself out there. Raise your hand. Volunteer. And find a ritual. We've talked about this, but what a ritual is something you can do before a presentation that's going to calm you down. Is it visualization? Is it going to the room ahead of time to get better bearings about what you're going to see and what's going to happen? Music, meditation, going for a walk. Whatever works for you. Control that fear. Take those butterflies. Control the nervousness, that apprehension. Control it and use the adrenaline to make yourself a better presenter. And look for the positives. We are hardwired sometimes to always look for the negative part of your presentations, but I want you to look for the positive. When you're done, just kind of think about what you liked and what people said they liked, because they'll like something. They'll find something to like. Do it. Put yourself out there, because when it really matters to give a presentation, you need to have these skills. You can't get them the night before. We work on them a little bit at a time. It'll make a huge difference in your life, your success, and your income.